From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Gray. The Times Union is reporting the new Prattsville Bridge is now open. The State Department of Transportation announced one lane of the new Greene County span was open to traffic October 1st. The bridge carries Route 23 over the Schoharie Creek and is expected to be fully open before the end of the year as part of a $13 million project, the department said. One lane is open with alternating one-way traffic over the bridge, the main artery for the town. The original bridge, built in 1927, will be demolished by the end of the year, the DOT said. The finishing work will occur in the spring, including final paving, tree planting, and additional landscaping. The new structure is downstream from the existing bridge. It is approximately 4.5 feet higher with a wider opening below for greater stream flow capacity to prevent future flooding, has a wider shoulder, and includes a sidewalk. Along with the bridge, buildings and infrastructure in the town of Prattsville were severely damaged by Tropical Storm Irene in August 2011. Read the full story in the Times Union. Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education has chosen Charles Parmentier to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Sumaya Shabazz in August. Parmentier is originally from the Syracuse area. He is a graduate of SUNY Plattsburgh and has been employed by the state of New York, and I quote, for decades, end quote. Parmentier's wife, Maureen Parmentier, has been employed by the district as a teacher for years. In addition to Parmentier, three other candidates expressed interest and were interviewed during the September 24th board meeting: Ross Diner, Marta Eisner, and Matt Parker. Parmentier received, and I quote, at least, end quote, four votes, according to Wolfberg, and he will now serve until May 21st, 2019, the annual Board of Election Day. In the interim, he can choose to run for his own three-year term. Parmentier's appointment now restores the board to its full complement of seven members. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The opening of Cosmic Cinemas in Greenport has been postponed once again until sometime next month. Cosmic Cinemas, a combination restaurant, bar, and cinema with a galactic theme, was originally scheduled to open in late May, then October 26, but the opening has now been delayed until November, according to the theater's website. The new theater is under construction at 160 Fairview Avenue on the site of the former Fairview Cinema 3. The space next to the cinema, formerly occupied by Angela's Pizza and Pasta, is being converted into the Cosmic Cinema's kitchen. The theater will serve a variety of prepared foods along with beer, wine, and mixed drinks. The opening is much anticipated. Greenport Town Supervisor Kathleen Eldred said, and I quote, "I think it is such a cool idea. Dinner and a movie combined," end quote. Eldridge has not heard when in November the theater is now expected to open. Cosmic Cinema's CEO Terrell Braley hopes to book high-quality films, celebrity appearances, premieres, and themed festivals at the Greenport location. He said, and I quote, "I'm glad to see it is opening," end quote. Greenport resident Phil Abitabal said, and I quote, "It sounds like a very interesting idea. I think it is a great idea. That is something I would try," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Associated Press is reporting that an attempt by Dutchess County Democratic officials to create a website attacking Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro backfired after he bought the site and reconfigured it to redirect traffic to another website. The Dutchess Democratic Committee created the website MolinaroShadyDeals.com to collect anonymous accusations against the Dutchess County executive. But the local party never paid for the site's URL, making it easy for Molinaro's campaign to purchase the site on October 1st. The Republicans' campaign then altered the page to redirect online readers to ComoLeaks.com, a website Molinaro's campaign created to solicit anonymous accusations against incumbent Democrat Andrew M. Cuomo. The two campaigns have each accused the other candidate of corruption and of giving government contracts to political donors. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.